ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ। ਵੈਲਕਮ ਟੂ ਅਨਦਰ ਸੈਗਮੈਂਟ ਆਫ ਖੋਜ ਗੁਰਬਾਣੀ ਦਾ ਸਬਦ ਦੇ ਡੇ। ਆਵਰ ਰੈਸੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਕੰਟੀਨਿਊਜ਼ ਵਿਦ ਆਸਾ ਮਹੱਲਾ ਪੰਜਵਾਂ, ਛੰਤ ਘਰ ਸਤਵਾਂ। ਐਂਡ ਟੂਡੇ ਵੀ ਰਿਸਾਈਟ ਦੀ ਫੋਰਥ ਐਂਡ ਕੰਕਲੂਡਿੰਗ ਛੰਤ ਫਰੋਮ ਦਿਸ ਸ਼ਬਦ। The Salok at the top, which essentially captures the message, the spiritual message, was Subh Chintan Gobind Raman. In other words, Subh Chintan, a good thought, a good time for Gobind Raman, to enjoy the bliss of union, to enjoy oneness. Nirmal Sadhu Sangh. And that requires purification in the company of the sadhu, the perfected one, one who has walked this path, usually a reference to the guru in Gurbani, usually, not always. Nanak naam na visro ik kadi, not even for an instant should I remain unmindful of the self, har naam. Kari kirpa bhagavant. Bhagavant, the self, will actually step forward. So kirpa means something that is not seen. It's usually translated as compassion, which it is, but it is the result of some effort that the individual is going to make, but it is unseen. It's grace. It happens. And so, in the first stanza, the line was Pinni Renriye Jagan Santajana. So, the right opportune moment, Renriye Pinni, moist, the soil is fertile, but who is awake? Those who genuinely seek the self, Santa Jana. Here they are seekers. And then in the second, the actual union, the imagery of the union, which is not physical, that has to be explained in physical terms, Meri Sejariye Adambar Banaya. Sage is a nuptial bed. Marriage, consummation, these are the ideas in the second chant. And it describes with erotic imagery, if you will, the transcendent experience that the mind has, the mystical experience. And in the third, the same theme continues, and that brings us to the concluding stanza, which is Sukh Suhelade Har Gavana Lagge. Sukh Suhelade. Now, with the union, it's happiness, well-being, joyful songs, praise has come to fill the mind. Har Gavana Lagge. This is what the mind begins to do. It has a sense of abundance, a sense of joy, and it is in adoration of the creator, the creation. Sajan sarsiyade dukh dusman pagge. Sarsiyade is happy. It comes from eloquence. Sajan, friends. Everyone appears like a friend. Convenient. It's also virtues. Dusman pagge. Dusman, not literally enemies out there, but the opposite of virtue within. Your vices, your afflictions begin to abandon you, and the mind's space is taken up with the joy of virtue. Sukh sahaj sarse har naam rahse. Sukh here is harmony, peace, sahaj, the tranquility that comes with a relaxed mind in its natural state.
sese, where it's not conditioned, where it's not reacting to every little sensory input that it's getting. Har naam rahse prab aap kripa tariya, prab aap, the authority within, the prab, the wisdom, it itself bestows its kindness. In other words, it flowers when one pays attention to it, when one devotes oneself to it, when one begins to build an affinity with it, it will flower. Har charan lagge sada jagge mile prab banavariya. Har charan. So, seeking the shelter, adoration, because the prab is infinite, its attributes are infinite, and one cannot recite them, one cannot adopt them all. So the best way to know the prab is to seek its shelter, which is adoration, devotion. Mile prab banavariya. Then banavariya is an epithet for Krishna, but represents the self here. The gardener of all vegetation, the master, will step forward. Subhadivas ai. Sahaj pai sagalanid prabhata pagge. Subhadivas. It began with Subhadivas. Now, for the devotee, those good days have come when one has found shelter with wisdom. Binvant Nanak Sarana Swami Sada Harjana Tagge. So, the supplication of the fifth Nanak on behalf of the devotees is to ever seek the sanctuary of the master, which is another way of saying, of cultivating virtue. Vaheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Vaheguru Ji Ki Fateh.